This is a story entitled The Moment, and it was written by Stacy from Sona Mommy. He stood outside the door, staring at the open frame. His hands brushed against the grain as his eyes went to the golden doorknob. He wanted to remember everything about this. It would have to be a memory and no more than that. To write it down would be his undoing if it were to be found by his older sister or his brother. He watched as his hand went to the doorknob. It was cool to the touch and smooth. He turned it slowly, listening as it made that familiar click, which always alerted to him that his mother was up for the day. The door made a soft creaking noise as it swung open slowly. He closed his eyes, took a long, deep breath, held it, and let the comforting scent wash over him. I must remember all, he kept telling himself. The smell of the makeup, perfume, body lotion, and a freshly laundered comforter, which was hung out to dry early in the day, met him in greeting. He smiled and peered into the room. He was almost dizzy and stifled a small giggle of nervousness. He put one foot on the pale blue carpet and went in. He knew where she kept them. He knew this was bad, but at the same time, he could not get the thought of doing this out of his head. He went to the vanity and sprayed some of her favorite perfume into the still air, breathed it in, smiled, and moved on. This was his mommy's room, and he loved his mommy so much. To be close to her and smell her special mommy smells. To him, there was nothing better than sitting on her lap, listening to her soft voice, reading to him from one of his many books. It was a safe, wonderful place to be. And to him, this is what heaven must be like. He lingered a little longer over the many trinkets, bottles, and hairbrushes before slowly moving on. He saw the tall, thin cabinet. This is where he keeps them, his little brain whispered. He ran his hand over the deep cherry wood before slowly swinging open the door. He was getting more and more excited. His little heart was pounding so fast as he opened the top drawer. There was a soft hissing sound as he slid it open. Velvet! It was lined in velvet. He closed his eyes and reached inside. His hand brushed against the silk. He grabbed a hold of them. He was surprised to notice that he was sweating. He held them before him. He was actually shaking. He bent over at the waist and put his foot inside the first leg hole, then the second. He almost fainted as he felt the material whisk against his inner thighs and up around his waist. He stood there with his eyes closed, taking it in all. The smells, the sound of the traffic outside, his brother playing a video game downstairs, his sister talking on her cell phone about some boy, his mommy in the kitchen, singing along to a song while she made dinner, the warmth of the late afternoon sun streaming through the big window. It was all perfect. It was all he thought it would be. Jack woke up to the sound of the alarm. Rolling onto his side, he reached over and turned it off. He shaved, showered, and got ready for work. He was an adult with a need to dream as a child. He pulled his boxers on and let his fingers brush against the now well-worn fabric of his mommy's worn panties, which he lovingly wore beneath. The end.